Self-discipline. Self-discipline is the act of mentally overriding your own mood or momentary desire and making yourself do what you think you should do, as opposed to doing what you feel like doing. Since the 1960s and 70s, and even today, self-discipline is not a particularly popular idea. Since the hippie era of the 60s, the prevailing attitude is to be led by your feelings, to express how you really feel, to stop thinking, and go into a trance. The trend is to take it easy, and to chill out. And take whatever concoction of food, drugs, and alcohol will make you feel good. Escape from reality with computer games and a beer, and do whatever you feel like, say whatever you feel like, and just relax. That is okay. It sounds pleasant. But there is a question. Who is going to do the work? Who is going to build the computer? Who is going to build the satellite-controlled navigation system? Or build the cars? Or design the logic program? Who is going to make the progress? Who is going to be the champion? Who is going to lead the way? There has to be a new breed of people, a class of people who take the opposite view to the hang-loose hippies. There has to be a class of people whose prevailing attitude is to be not led by your feelings, but by your goals. Not to express your feelings, but rather to express the facts. Not to try to stop thinking and go into a trance, but rather to try to improve thinking and go into a college. Not to take it easy and to chill out, but rather to take a tone and max out. And not to take whatever concoction of food, drugs, and alcohol will make them feel good, and rather take the right concoction of amino acids, vitamins, and complex carbohydrates that will allow you to perform at your best. This new breed of self-disciplined people have no intention of attempting to escape from reality and do whatever they feel like, say whatever they feel like, and relaxing. This new breed of self-disciplined people are building spaceships that will escape from Earth's gravity. They do whatever they set their minds to, and they work hard. This new breed of people have developed the art of self-discipline. They override their own mood or momentary desire and make themselves do what they think they should do, even if they don't feel like it. They operate according to their plan, not their mood. We suggest that we should all operate according to our plan, not by our mood. Be driven by our valuable goals rather than by our momentary feelings. This is the essence of self-discipline. This is the essence of success.